nice plating. It's Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones. Thanks to Hubbard's Granola.
Morning, Alicia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
You're wearing a Symphony of Red this morning, which I'm very into. A very cozy looking jacket as well.
Yes, I'm trying to brighten myself up. Still feeling a little bit
under the weather, yeah. Oh, no. Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
We're going to talk about pies today.
Yum.
I'm trying to stuff in all the winter, you know, foods before
good stuff.
The weather turns. So I'll admit I'm not actually much of a pie. It's not my, like, go-to kind of, you know, one of my favourite foods.
Well, you are talking to two women who are big pie people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tess but and I have been known to have a Pie Day Friday pie breakfast.
Oh, I can't reveal these kinds of things on air.
Yeah, for me it's really a more occasional thing. So, but the other day I just really felt like one, and when you feel like one, there's nothing better.
Are we talking about like, are you talking like homemade pie in the oven type of situation, or are you talking like bakery?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about both today, but last week I had a craving for like a pie from, you know, a bakery. Yeah.
Gas station.
And so my husband goes to this bakery just up the road from our house called Busy Oven Bakery. It's on Richmond Road. He gets this really naff like chicken pie from there. That's
why do you say it's naff?
It's naff in a good way. Like, it's got like the cubes of carrot and the peas in it, and it's like a creamy sauce, and it's just so old school and just so good, you know. And it's $2.90.
Can't go wrong, really.
Yeah, and so he gets two of those and a caramel slice for under $10, you know.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, and so
wait, so he gets two of the same pie?
Yeah,
because that kind of irks me,
because he knows,
like,
that he knows that he always asks me, do you want a pie, and I say no, and then of course I always eat half of it. So so that was delicious. And then my friend's always talking about Baker's Cottage in King's.
I've heard about this.
Baker's Cottage is mean. I used to live near there, and it was just like so handy, especially when you're a student as well. It's cheap.
Whereabouts in Kingsland is it?
Sort of on the cusp of the main drag. So
before you hit the underpass, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So she was saying she got an Italian meatball pie from there that had meatballs in the pie and then a potato top on top. Yeah, but they have a wide selection of pies there.
I've not been. Yeah. I need to go.
You need to go. Maybe our next Pie Day Friday, we can go to Kingsland.
Do you guys have a go-to pie shop?
Honestly, Munchie Mart downstairs does pretty.
Do you have a go-to pie shop?
Do we have a go-to pie shop? Well, we're located on the University of Auckland campus, so there's a couple of pie locations around here, but I would like to venture further out.
Yeah.
Further afield
but
pies.
Look, I'm not opposed to a Z gas station pie.
Yeah.
I would also like to put my 2 cents in for the Pasadena Bakery in Point Chev. They do the best steak and cheese pies. They are so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, blow your mind. There you go.
Okay,
my 2 cents for pies that you can get for under $5.
So pies at home, though, I reckon pot pies are the way to go.
Yeah. Like a chicken pot pie.
Yeah, because they're just easy to... I always find it's hard to, like, get a crisp base on your pie at home. So leave that to the experts, but you can make, the other week I made a slow braised lamb shank, and I shredded all the meat off and made it into like a pie filling, and then just put that with a, you know, a pastry top.
Tess is losing her mind.
That just sounds so good.
And of course, like, you always buy the frozen puff pastry. Like, I'm not going to mess around making my own puff pastry at home. It's just one thing I'm never going to attempt.
Fair enough.
Because I feel like the idea of cooking for your average cook, the idea of cooking a pie can be quite, like, daunting, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it was for me before I first cooked my first pie. But, like, the thing with buying the pastry and being able to, like, do that is just, like, makes it so much less scary.
So the frozen puff pastry is pretty fail-safe.
So if people don't know what a pot pie is, that's basically when you just use the pot or the crockery pot as the base of the pie.
Yeah, so
and
that
then you just put a little lid on it.
Yeah, the lid is the pastry. So you can do it large scale. So you can do like a tray and put the filling in there and put a big piece of puff pastry on top. Mm. Or you can do individual ones, so little sort of ramekins with the filling and the little.
I never thought about doing that. Did you do individual or one big one?
I made one big one.
Yeah. And also, thing that I learned was make sure you cut a hole in the top.
Yes.
Because otherwise it just gets all messed up.
Messy.
Yeah. You need something for the steam to escape.
Also, when you've got all the little like trimmings around the edge of your puff pastry, you can do a little picture on the top as well, a little leaf or a flower or something.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes, you can.
That's what I like
to
do.
And all sorts of crimping things around the edge.
Oh, delicious.
The other thing that I do sometimes, you can do pot pies with like a mashed potato top, or if you want to be a little bit more healthy, which I did the other week as well, used mashed cauliflower.
Mashed cauliflower?
And it had the same effect as potato, and of course I showered it in parmesan cheese before I put it in the oven.
Yum.
And then it still it still goes all crispy, and then you don't have to feel, you know, like as bad about eating, you know, a pot full of
goodness.
Pastry.
Yum.
Another thing that's really good to do with frozen puff pastry is to make, I call them hand pies.
So you hand pies.
You just get a square of puff pastry.
Yep.
And you fold it over, you put the filling in and you fold it into a triangle.
Oh, so like a that. Cornish pasty,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, and you could, that's a really great way to use up any kind of leftover stew.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So you could use
idea.
Leftover chilli, leftover curry, or leftover, you know, braised lamb shank or something. And you put it in
if
a corner and you
leftover.
Just crimp the edges, and then it's a little triangle handheld pie. It's super easy.
I wish the listeners could have seen Leisha's like hand suggestion. This is how you hold the handheld pie.
I would just like to say that we are getting some very good pie recommendations coming in from the BFM listenership. I knew that the BFM listenership would have favourite pies. Yeah. Someone said spinach, cheese and mushroom pie from Glengarry Bakery in Glen Eden is amazeballs. Also the pie shop in QMU sells only pies. They are the best. They even do family size pies, like a big, big pie. So good. Also Muzz's Pies, Richmond Road.
No, Richardson Road.
Richardson Road, sorry, my bad. And also check out Bakel's Pie Awards. I think Johnny and Big Hungry went to the Bakel's Pie Awards and had a mean time, I believe.
Is a sausage roll a pie or a hot dog, Leisha?
Oh, I'd say it's more of a pie.
I feel like it's a sausage roll. Like,
yeah. It's just its own thing. You can't
not,
be lumping it in.
It's not a pie or a hot dog.
We need
it's
to do just
roll.
A special on sausage rolls. They're their own creation.
Sausage rolls or pies?
Oh, definitely a pie I would go for. A sausage
yeah,
roll.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yum.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the ham pies are also great with fruit inside. So you can put berries, apple, any kind of fruit really.
Apple, yum.
Yeah, and just put them inside a ham pie and you just mix it with a bit of sugar.
That's a good idea if you're going to like a potluck or something to make a really quick like thing. You know, puff pastry takes like 15 minutes to cook. If you just get some frozen berries and just chuck
would
them in there
or
something,
puff,
I don't know.
Puff pastry if you were putting sweet in it as
yes,
well?
Yes, you can. And you can just sprinkle a bit of granulated sugar on the top or cinnamon sugar if it was an apple pie.
And everyone will think you're so clever and you'll be like, this took me 10 minutes. Yeah. But, you know, it's a mint.
Yeah.
And I just heard that Paradise Indian Food, I read the other day, is just opened a bakery in their takeaway shop. And so they're making all kinds of like curry flavoured pastries in there. So I'm definitely going to check that out.
That sounds mean. We've had someone in Glen Eden has contested that the Glengarry Bakery is the best one. They said the Crafty Baker is the best one. So there's a bit of a Glen Eden pie battle going on.
Right, these all down. Just go and try them all out.
This could be our new thing test on Fridays. Just go try out a different pie shop.
Every day.
Yum. Any particular favourite like pie recipes that you can think off the top of your head that you like people should try that one?
Not like go ones that I can think of that you could Google, but I love a smoked fish pie and I think it's really easy because you buy the fish and it's already smoked. And you just sort of, dice all your vegetables and flake in the smoked fish and you just got to make a white sauce and then pop the puff pastry on top.
Sounds very good. Yeah.
You can kind of mess around with anything, can't you? Make a chili mince pie.
Yeah.
Someone else texted in saying, Glengarry Bakery pie, make the best pie ever. Steak, bacon, parsnip, carrot, pepper, pies, spies? I don't know what that is. And cheese.
That sounds
called the Bushmans. Is the pie called the Bushmans or is the bakery, like... you need to clarify, Texas.
That sounds like a lot
of
going
on. Oh my goodness.
On.
There is we've ignited a debate between people who live in Glen Eden. People are like, this is the best bakery. This one's the best bakery. They're all the best bakeries in our hearts, people. thank you, Leisha. I'm excited to now just think about pies all day and be hungry. Maybe that's what I'll have to
do. I know,
for
we're
going
to have to make it Thursday Pie Day.
Thursday
I
Pie
think.
Day now. Yeah. thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
A winter warmer.
Oh, now that takes the cake. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Hubbard's Granola.